Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa Newell always joins us at this time on a Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Welcome to you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good to have you.
We have a lot of news to get to today.
Oh, my God, so much. The expansion of the lawsuit over that error of misconnecting the sewer line to the water line?
That is correct. It is important to understand that the city of Gulf Breeze Utility operates the sewer in that area. Midway Water provides the water, and Brown Construction is the third party. They were hired to connect the water and sewer, and this all happened back in 2021. Well, the way it's supposed to work is that the construction company calls the city, and they're supposed to come out and watch them connect the water to the sewer, and they have a certain number of days to do that. And by the time the city got there, Brown Construction had already made the connection, and the city did not get to see it happen. And we're not sure. There's a lot of questions about whether the lines were clearly marked. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was connected, but it didn't turn into it wasn't turned on for a month or so. And then actually it was not turned on, until September 21st. And that's when people who had water in that area started complaining.
Right.
And went on for a while, and now there's a lawsuit. Fortunately, no one died, but a lot of people were sickened. And, of course, just thinking about it is pretty sickening.
Yeah, it's
so
super gross.
Morgan & Morgan has now a lawsuit of over 90 people who are trying to, get restitution for this. So we have, of course, tried to speak to a lot of people. A lot of people will not speak on the record. We're going to wait and see, where this goes from here.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a very, very icky, disgusting thing to think about. And then people who are actually suffering health consequences beyond the ick factor, that's its own separate thing. And obviously, we would imagine there's going to be some fair amount of money involved in solving all of this stuff in the end. Also, Navarre Beach getting undergrounding utilities. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising to me that they didn't already have this.
Yeah, me too.
But FPL was out. Putting the poles into the ground. And, of course, normally they have to go into the ground just a few feet. But when they're on a beach like that, because of the potential storms, they have to go much farther down, so about 10 to 15 feet deep. So our reporter, Pam Brannon, was there to watch them install these poles. And it's going to be good for everyone. First of all, it's going to make the area so much more beautiful. Mm-hmm. And secondly, so much more resilient in the case of a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah, man, I live in a neighborhood with underground utilities, and I take it for granted how different it is. Every time we bike around and we see the above ground utilities, I'm like, oh. Plus, obviously, storm resilience is its own separate question. You have a note here about a story with illegal median crossing. Tell me about this. What is this all about?
Yeah, so if you travel Highway 98 through the construction area,
yeah,
you have no doubt seen people who just said, I can't go all the way down to the traffic light to make a U-turn. It's so hard to do. Or some people who their vehicles, if we have a really long truck or whatever, can't really make those without doing a three-point turn.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just say, I'll just cross right here in this median. I'll just do this. This will be easier. Well, you can get a fine of $166 if you do that. And they have already issued tens of them. So there's a lot of people who have already had to pay $166 for crossing illegally. And that is something, if you live in that area, you probably have thought about it yourself if you have not already done it. So don't do it unless you have plenty of money to pay that fine.
Wow. And that's a good note. It's a good reminder of what the law is. You've also got a post office food drive coming. Is that right?
That is coming up. And, of course, it's not until May the 11th. So it's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And, of course, but you want to go through your pantry, if you want to go shopping, and get some things that you can donate to some of the people in our area who are, we need to stock their pantries. If you're like me, I have too much in my pantry anyway. So it's a good time to get those things together this weekend. Put them out for the postman on May 11th.
I have been recently the recipient of people who were moving or downsizing, and so they've given me food I wouldn't even normally buy but feel bad throwing out, so that's taken up space in my pantry now, too, and I'm the same way. I can't get rid of it, but I know I'm not even going to eat it either. We also have, this is actually a very interesting note, the Boardwalk and Welcome Center at Shoreline Park is grand opening tonight. Is that right?
Yes. It's going to be today, 5:30 at the Wetlands. It was on Shoreline Park South. They're going to they have built a welcome center for the Wetlands Trail Boardwalk. And it's going to be a very, very posh event. They're asking people to wear sundresses and flat caps to come to the ribbon cutting. The ribbon cutting is actually at 6. And so they're going to have light refreshments and music. And they want people to wear stylish garden party attire.
Oh, is it like a derby theme or something? Because that's this weekend?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Not really the hats, but maybe so.
Okay.
But sundresses, and it's going to be a very posh event. So it's also going to be part of the dedication to Mayor Terry Fitch.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to rename Shoreline Park after Terry Fitch. So very exciting for that.
Is it the park or is it just the Welcome Center area? I thought it was just the Welcome Center area.
I believe it's Shoreline Park South. I believe it's all in Shoreline Park South.
All right. I may well be misinformed about that. All kinds of other stories we didn't have a chance to get to that are in the paper. The paper is always chock full of good local information. The Gulf Breeze News, find it everywhere on a Thursday. That's why we give you a preview in the morning on a Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Lisa, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.